looking for an investment property but unsure where to buy? Hi, I'm Scott Carew, CEO and founder of Freedom Property Investors, Australia's number one property investment advisory with over 7,500 members and clients. Now, in the last 3 months alone, over 500 of my clients have purchased an investment property in a growth location. What many property investors don't know is there is currently a property boom in affordable locations all around the country. To learn more, head to freedompropertyinvestors.com.au. That's freedompropertyinvestors.com.au.
No. How's Adam Gilchrist going to be this morning? The small Caribbean island of Barbados is cutting ties with the monarchy and becoming a republic. How are you holding up?
Well, it's tricky, isn't it? You know, our empire is shrinking. I've only just noticed this, but I suppose it's inevitable, isn't it? I mean, you could argue it's inevitable that, what is it, it's currently, 14 countries have the Queen as head of state. Is it not inevitable that one day Australia, New Zealand, Canada will think, do you know what? We don't need a monarch who's 8, 9, 10,000 miles away, whatever. But as it stands, Barbados absolutely wanted to make its way. As the Bajan Prime Minister Mia Mottley put it, this is a chance for the island to assert itself and have greater self-confidence. And they're going to remain in the Commonwealth, so we'll still see them at Commonwealth Games and that sort of stuff. But, yeah, I mean, maybe having a head of state from another place, another part of the planet, is anachronistic in the 21st century.
Oh, it sounds like you're breaking up before we want to break up with you.
No, I'm not. Absolutely not. No, but we could go to a counsellor, if you like, and see if we could talk it through. How's that?
We asked ourselves that question many years ago, and we decided to stick with the monarchy. Now, there are some people who've gone to see a cover band in Northern England, and somehow they've become stuck in the pub.
Yeah, the Oasis Tribute Band, or an Oasis Tribute Band, were doing their thing in this wonderful place. It's the highest pub in Britain, the Tan Hill Inn, which has featured in the news before for various reasons, because being Britain's highest pub, it gets quite a lot of weather up there. So lo and behold, 60 people, including staff, 60 people, including the band, got stuck when it started snowing. Storm Arwen moved in, and they were stuck there for 3 nights. One giant lock-in. They've been playing games, watching films, quizzes, karaoke. The band's been playing on their guitars. Other people have been joining in. Imagine the size of the bar bills after 3 nights in the pub. A snowplow has finally made its way up to the Tan Hill Inn today, and I believe most have left, but not all. I'm just wondering, there might be a few who are thinking, you know, stuff the rest of life. Let's have a permanent lock-in. Maybe they can't quite afford it, but I don't know. Freedom. It's overrated when you consider the alternative, three nights at the Tan Hill Inn.
Well, as long as the beer taps were working, there'd be no complaints, I think. And I think you'd get sick of hearing the Oasis songs after 3 nights, wouldn't you?
Yeah, when you've had the full Wonderwall of snow, there's probably only so far you want to go with that.
Good on you, mate. We'll catch you tomorrow.
Are you looking for an investment property but unsure where to buy? Hi, I'm Scott Carew, CEO and founder of Freedom Property Investors, Australia's number one property investment advisory with over 7,500 members and clients. Now, in the last 3 months alone, over 500 of my clients have purchased an investment property in a growth location. What many property investors don't know is there is currently a property boom in affordable locations all around the country. To learn more, head to freedompropertyinvestors.com.au. That's freedompropertyinvestors.com.au.